Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Hi there, my friends. Hi. Friends, enemy, foes, whatever. I'm just so happy you tuned in to the Hour of Power, Hour for Power, Dr. Copertino Show. Now, I know for all you smart brainiacs, it's only a 30-minute show, but you're going to need at least 30 minutes to pull yourself together. And praise God. And that's why we add that extra 30 minute by saying Hour of Power. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. But you know our routine. So if you want to bow your head, it's okay. If you want to look up, it's okay. Because we're getting ready to pray. If you want to fall down, if you want to play dead, it's okay. But some kind of way, let's approach the throne of glory. Glory, hallelujah. Father God in heaven, I know many are going around saying you reside in me. Oh, of course you do. Through the Spirit. Through your spirit, through a spirit of a living God. But we come to you now in the only name given under heaven by which man can, should, will be, ought to be, better be saved. And that is the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christo, Christo Jesus. Oh, my goodness, the only begotten Son of you. We thank you for a nice week. We thank you for a bad week. We thank you for a week of surprises. We thank you for a week of, oh, my God, I don't know if I want to get up. We thank you for this past week because it has somehow led us to be on this show, hearing, listening, and admiring you, God, for being the God that you are. Thank you, God, for not letting us wake up in the wrong place at the wrong time to get the wrong results and to get into trouble. God, we thank you. Now, bless us as we listen and hear what you have to say through me, through Dr. Copertino, as your channel. We love you, God. Done tried to get along without you, and we found out that we could not. Done failed 1,000-plus times. Done put everything ahead of you. But now, this time, right now, this morning, on this hour, it's your time. It's your time. It's show time with you, God. And we bless your holy name. Thank you. In that name, Jesus. Jesus in that name. Jesus. Jesus Ian. In Jesus' name, amen. I have turned from evil. Some of you have too. You got tired of it. You said, you know, it's not doing me no good. I'm waking up feeling bad, being evil, looking evil. You know, when you look evil, you're ugly. You're ugly. But you've said, you know, I am tired of this. I've just turned away from being ugly, evil, nasty to myself and to others. I have just turned away from that. I don't know how, not perhaps even in my own strength, but I've turned away. What do I do now, God? Because, you know, I'm talking to you, God. Who else would be interested in me turning away from evil but a true and a living God? The world sure is not happy because I've turned away from evil. I know they're not. You know, one less soldier of evil. But I have turned away from evil. And I know others, too, have made the decision to turn from a life of lying, running con games, hating each other, and living their lives like there's no tomorrow. But in the infinite wisdom of your brain, God, your mind, God, somehow tapping into the reality of their mind, they've decided to get up, me too, and clean up for the mighty work of world salvation. And, I don't have to say how necessary that is. But they've gotten up from that. And the work of showing others the way out of a self-made hell on earth. That's really all this thing is about. But are you that person? Do you want a life and a world that honors the Creator? Because, hey, listen, if you honor the Creator, He's going to honor you. You practice praising and honoring Him, He's going to have men praise you and honor you here on earth. People are going around, oh, you know, I'm never recognized, you know, I'm never seen at the right places at the right time. Well, let God see you on your knees anytime, and you're going to get the repercussion of good from God. But if you're that person that want to honor the Creator, guess what? You need to listen in totally to this show and learn what you can do to honor God with your life and to receive the blessings for doing so. You know, the old ladies used to tell me, Doc, they said, hey, Lulu, you cannot beat God giving. So, I just correlated that to say, then, if that's the case, we cannot beat God in praising us. The Bible says, the old lady says, anybody with common sense says, when blessings go up, praises go up, rather, blessings are going to come down. And when blessings go up in the praise of God, God's going to find a way to praise you, to have you praise out and through the mouths of men. Now, most of us, we're not living to be praised. We're living so that we can be a light and an example in a darkened world. Some say, oh, you know what, I could care less of praise. Well, ain't that just about too bad? You praise God, he's going to have you praised. You do good works in the name of God, he's going to see that good works are done toward you. That's the polarities of our world, black to white, good to evil. I could go on with that, but that's not the purpose of this show. You have made up your mind that you're going to stop all things that do not honor God. So that means God is going to honor you by showing you, well, what in the world do I do? Now, if I've turned away from lying and cheating and hurting people, plotting evil deeds, trying to get ahead when I don't belong ahead, you know, all those things. I don't have to waste your time like that. But if you made up your mind, you know what? I'm sick of this BS. I'm just tired of it. Ain't got me nowhere. Ain't got nothing. Living crazy, getting crazy results. When you live crazy, you're going to get crazy results. When you live stupid, you're going to get stupid results. When you live like there's no tomorrow, there's not going to be too many tomorrows for you. But what do I do now? Well, number one, you're going to praise God. Number one, when you turn from evil, you're going to praise God for allowing you to turn from evil. You see, all people cannot turn from evil. You know why? Because they're trying to do it in their own strength. You've got to have God, the maker of heaven and earth, help you out. You've got to have God on your side. God on your side. You're going in to rob a bank, you got to have a gun on your side. You're going in to kill 1,000 people, you got to have weapons, knives on your side. You get ready to get married, you got to have a man on your side. Okay, now I just explained some polarities there. But in order to turn from evil, you've got to have God on your side. Some of us that, you know, kind of like got one foot here and one foot on the other side, you need to bow down. You need to, no. You need to fall down and say, God, Lord, help me, please, in the name of Jesus. Help me. I'm sick of me. I'm tired of me. Haven't got all that I think I should have gotten. Don't know if I'm going to be alive tomorrow to get anything else. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, help me. I'm coming to you now. Everybody's saying you're dead, but you know, I'm holding out. I'm holding the ace card for you. God, I got your back. God, help me out. Help me out. You see what I've been doing and how I've been living? Ain't done me no good. Ain't got me nothing. Whatever I got is on a slippery slope. May get a phone call in a second saying, you know what, it's over. So you can't put your faith, your trust in anything, but God, here I am. I've made up my mind of my own will. No. No more bad acts, evil acts. This is it. I'm sick of it. I don't feel good anyway doing it. God, what do I do? We just said it. Start praising him. Look up and start praising him. If you don't want to look up, shut your eyes. Who cares? Start praising God. Anything you know that come to mind, God is good. God is wonderful. Now, you really don't even have to feel it. You know, some people say, Doc, I can't say nothing about God because, you know, I don't think I really feel anything about him. You don't have to feel anything about him. He is. God is. Whether you feel anything about him or not, whether this seems kind of crazy, you know, it's off the radar of your life, I've been depending on myself, you know, I think I can do it. I think I can do this. I think I can make it. No. Start praising God. God is good. God is wonderful. God is with me. Whether you feel he's with you or not, you already know he is because the Spirit dwelleth within. The Bible says that. He touched the earth and he created man. God is wonderful. God is holy. God is this, God is that, whatever good thing that you can think of about God. Just start praising him. You don't even care if you even believe that he's not listening. Somebody's hearing something. by the sound of gravity. Speak to the scientist. So it's just a small sound, tinkling sound. Bing, like a ping, a ping. The universe is made of millions of pings, galaxies, constellations. Everybody's talking to somebody in this world. In this world, in the universe, even the trees talk to each other. You know, if they're coming in the forest and they're trying to chop down a tree, the trees emit a signal that danger is there. Come on, whether you feel it or not. Number one, we're going to praise God. Just start praising him. Oh, you're wonderful. Oh, you're good. You're good. Guess what? Call me, text me, send me an email if this is not true. Start praising God and watch men. Flesh start praising you. This is the fastest, quickest cue to know that God is with you and God is going to help you. Try today. Just start saying anything about God. Oh, God, I love you. Oh, God, I need you. God, I can't get along without you. Oh, thank you, God, for this. Thank you, God, for that. I may not have nothing to thank him for, but just say it anyway. And watch what happens before the end of the day. You're going to have a blessing through someone praising you, someone saying something about what you have on, something saying that, you know, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I really think you're a great guy. I really think you're a wonderful woman. Try today. I give you 24 hours. See what's going to happen. Just say, God is this. God is everything. Start praising God. You done praised man, you ain't got nothing for it. You have praised your woman. She's tipping out at night or daytime or whenever, right now while you're looking at her. Who knows? Start praising God. Say anything that you've even heard about God, whether you believe it or not. Your belief does not matter. Your belief, it doesn't even come into play on this. Just start saying it. You know how actors make their mouth say anything? Okay, then start praising God. If you turn from evil, you want to know what you do now? Start praising him. Because he already knows you might have turned from evil on Monday, but Tuesday is going to be staring you again in your face. And you're going to need strength to overcome that. There's enough evil in the world instead of you and I adding to it. So start praising God. Just say anything. Don't have to believe it. Don't have to feel it. Just say it. Just see what happens. You didn't praise everything else here in the world. You didn't praise your dog. You didn't praise your cat. You didn't praise your woman, your wife. You've done it all. Just trying to get into thin. Oh, my God, you're so beautiful. Oh, you look so wonderful. Oh, my God. Oh, look at that purse. Oh, praising everything. Start praising God. Start praising God. You need a way out of hell? Start praising God. You didn't turn from evil. Of your own will, God is proud of you. He's proud of you for that because he said in Genesis 6, at one point in the history of man, he says, I'm hurt that I didn't even create this man on the face of this earth. Now I'm going to wipe him out by the flood. Noise and flood, lots of water. This is how they turn on me. I'm going to turn on them. Try to stab me in my back or stab them in their back. I said this is a world of polarities. So you turn from evil. What do you do? Number one, start praising God. Number two, start praising yourself. Start praising yourself. Billions laying in the graves are somewhere in this universe. Somewhere from the time of the creation of man. Have probably even eaten some of them, laying there in that dust. Who knows? But here you are. You are still alive. You are still alive. Praise yourself that you've even made up in your own mind that you're going to stop the BS. I'm getting off this roller coaster of sin. I'm getting off of this trampoline of hell, doom, and damnation because I already know where I'm going to end. You know what? Most people know when they're engaging in evil, evil of any kind, that they're going to be taken out. You know, I talk to many people, and they say it. Most people already know if they're walking sinfully, hatefully, and just trying to hurt anything in sight, they already know further up the road, hey, you know what? I've done bad, so I know I'm going to get it back. People innately know you continue a walk of hell, you're going to get hell, and you're going to spend your eternity there. So no. You're going to start praising yourself. Yes. You know what? I am made in the image of God. I'm going to take better care of myself. I don't know why I'm still alive and my best friend laying in the grave. So I'm going to start taking care of myself. You know, I praise myself for helping the old lady across the street. I'm going to pat myself on the back for smiling in the face of a child. You know what? I'm going to exalt in the feeling of knowing that I'm going to do good for others for the rest of my days. Start praising yourself. You are not all that bad. God says that there's none, no, none, not one that doeth good on the face of the earth, and that all are sinners, saved only by grace. Start praising yourself that you're even listening to a show like this. Start praising yourself. Your sister may not, mother might not, daddy might have said you nothing. Start praising yourself. If you made it through that birth canal to where you're at right now, God got something for you. God does not create or have anything come into creation, and he doesn't have nothing for them to do. God has something for you to do. Hear me out. You might have killed someone last night. Please hear me out. I'm not saying God said go kill. Hear me out. If you're still breathing, living, walking, God got something for you to do. You've already done everything else. Has not worked. Got you where you're at now. Got you not knowing how you're going to get out of this mess. God got something for you. And to prove it, I don't care if you're facing a lawsuit, facing a murder case. I don't care if your wife has said yesterday, you know what, I hate you. I'm out of here. I'm getting a divorce. I don't care what it is. Let me tell you something. Whatever you have done, there is some redemption power for you. Now, you might have to suffer some consequences. So what? The Bible says all things pass away. Nothing lasts forever. The very fact that you're listening at the sound of my voice, giving you this information, that tells God the story. It speaks volumes. Start praising yourself for getting up off that couch. Women coming up out of that bedroom, try to come out in your right mind, please. God is looking at this. Start praising yourself for making that change. Anybody can lay out and lay within. Come on now, you heard what I just said. But because you have been created, you're born, you're sitting now in the land of the living. Rise up. Come on up, rise up. God got something for you. He has that. And the way you're going to know about it, start praising yourself. Say anything good. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. I had a little talk with Jesus, and he made it all right. Yes, God will make it all right. God will make it all right. That's what you're going to start doing. You're going to start praising self. You know what you're going to start doing next? You're going to start praising others. You might hate them. I got some I ought to hate on my list. You might can't stand them. You might can't stand the sight of them. You might even know they're no damn good. Yes, I said that. Damned it good. Damned it good. From the pits of hell, damned it good. You might know they're no good. I just said the Bible says none are no good anyway, so you aren't just running ahead trying to be God and execution at the same time. You might know they're no good. You might know this. You might not see anything good about them, but remember, when I look out into eyes are staring back into me. You are going to start praising others. That's what you're going to do. Because remember, we just said at the beginning of the show, when praises go up, blessings are going to come down. You don't care how they feel about you. As long as they're not sticking a poke into your eyeballs, each eyeball, forget them, forget it. But you're going to start praising them because, number one, they're alive. You know, they're walking, they're talking. They need salvation just like you do. They need the redemption power of Jesus Christ like you do. They go to bed at night scared about waking up the next day. You know, everybody that's living today know they're going to die. They just don't know when. Bible says it's appointed once. For man to die. Okay, so we already know that's everybody, man, woman, beast, child, every one of us. We're walking about hoping, praying that tomorrow is not our last day. All of us are working, walking, talking, behaving almost as sons of perdition outside of God. So please start praising the man, the woman, the beast. Start praising them. People say, oh, doctor, you know, I'm so sad, you know, I'm a nobody, you know, I'm nothing, nobody cares nothing about me. Let me tell you something. Start praising, and men are going to praise you. Start praising. Oh, you look so gorgeous today. Oh, you're beautiful today. Oh, look at your hair. Oh, you're so wonderful. I'm feeling your good spirit. Hi there. Listen to me. Start praising others and others will praise you. And when others praise you, guess what? They help you. They look out for you. They want to protect you. They want to take you in their arms morning, noon, and night. I'm talking friendship, genuine friendship. When you start praising others, others are going to praise you. Isn't that what all of us want, someone to say something good about us? That Creator God created mankind to worship him and to love him and to want to be with him for an eternity. Start praising your fellow man. They'll start praising you, wanting to be with you, calling you about good offers, good opportunities. Come here, go there, come here, come see me there. Come on, that's the next step. You've turned from evil. You said, get thee behind me, evil, which we already know that's the Satan, El Diablo, Diable. Come on. You can say that as a Diablo. No. That's how you tell Satan no. When you start praising, and I dare you, when you're feeling shaky, a little weak, and, you know, a little sad, all of a sudden a cloud of depression, just say the blood. Just call on the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. You know what that is, the blood of Jesus Christ. Call on the blood of any other God and see what happens. Might get your head blown off. Call on the blood of Jesus. You won't get hurt then. Call on the name of Jesus Christ. The blood, the blood, the blood. You know, if I think I'm having a headache coming on, I just don't know, the blood, the blood, the blood. If I got to holler at someone, you know, and get down crazy with someone, I really don't want to, but just in case, I can call on the blood, the blood, the blood. Just walking through your living room, your home, the blood, the blood, the blood. Your office, you got some unruly coworkers there. Just start calling on the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. I've turned from evil, so now I qualify. I can call on the blood, the blood, the blood. No matter how crazy it sounds, you might not feel that either. Might not even understand it. Who cares if you understand it or not? You'll understand it by and by. That's what the old folks said. Just call on the blood, the blood, the blood. That's all you got to do, the blood, the blood, the blood. And within minutes, I guarantee it, everything's going to be all right. So we're going to do a little bit of a recap here. You turn from evil, what do you do? Number one, you're going to start praising God. You don't care what anyone says. You're going to start praising God. Next, you're going to praise self. My goodness, you might not get any praise from anywhere else. You're going to start praising self. When you start praising self, self's going to draw to it what it needs to be, all that and more. Two bags of chips. Start praising self. You know what? I'm going to stop here for a moment. You know, I have a relative all the time. Oh, I'm black. I'm fat. I'm ugly. I'm this. I this or this or that. And nothing but hell walks into her life. But when you start praising yourself, I may only have one leg, but at least I got another one to help me stand. I might have had one hand chopped off, but at least I got the other one. Either learn to use it, chop it off, have it chopped off too. Who cares? Whatever condition you're in, start praising yourself. I know a 92-year-old woman just got married, and a lot of younger women, millennial women, gathered all around. They planned the whole thing because it was a marvel. I think the man was 72. She was 92. Just got married. So don't count yourself out. No matter what your condition is now, don't count yourself out. If you need prayer, call and ask for prayer. 424-634-9615. If you need someone to hug you, shoot me an email. I'm gonna send you a virtual hug. Isn't that wonderful? Virtual hug. Anybody can have a virtual hug. Isn't that wonderful? Start sending virtual hugs. It's no shame to say, you know, I'm feeling terrible today. I need a hug. Just having someone to reach out to. Start praising yourself. All what you need for self is going to come into play. Number three, you're going to praise others. Like I said, you may hate them. God says you don't want to hate them, but you still right now, you know, you're transitioning. You know what? We can tell God this. God, you know what? I love you, but I'm in transition right now. I turn from evil, but I'm still walking in my transition. Praise others. You don't care who they are, what they look like, what they have, what they don't have. They don't have something, you thank you all that and more. Help them out. Start praising others. You want to be invited to all a lot of galas, a lot of receptions, celebrations. Start praising others and watch what happens. Watch what happens. Start praising others. Others will want you around them because people seek that. They seek praise. They seek adoration. They seek admiration. They seek love. Start praising others, and they'll want you around because they know you're going to come around and praise them, whether it's true or false or not. God says this. He says you're your brother's keeper. He said, Jesus Christ said, you know what? Another commandment. He said, I'm going to add on top of the 10. That was just the tutoring law to get you into my graces. He says, before he left, he says, love ye one another. All the book of John, called the love saint, the saint of love, John, love ye one another. And then he goes on to talk about the Satan, Satan, Diablo. You don't want to follow in his footsteps. Start praising others. Start praising others. Love ye one another. You might not have that feeling. Again, just tell God, you know what, God, I'm going to do what you say, but I'm in transition. You're transitioning. See, that's not lying to God. That's not trying to run a con game on God. You're just transitioning. You know, I've lived a life of evil. I've turned away from it. But you know what? I've turned away, but I'm still walking out of it. I'm still walking out of evil. So I'm in transition from evil. So in this transition part, that's where things may get a little shaky. You might backslide a little bit. It's okay. Jesus Christ has paid the price. Paid the price. Jesus paid it all. So let God know if you have a little slip back now. I'm in transition. Now, don't use that as a crutch. You can't fool God. Let's not run no more con game. You say we're not going to run no more con game. You're not going to run no con game on God. But you're going to praise others. You're going to recognize that God created them too. They have two eyes, two ears, blood running just like you. So you're not going to concentrate on trying to hurt them. You're going to concentrate on trying to praise them, because in that evil hour, you're going to need them. Midnight hour, 2 hours to live, 6 weeks to live, you're going to need someone standing around your deathbed and someone to carry your coffin. Do not, if you're lucky, hey, maybe I should take that back. If you're lucky, you're going to need them to carry your coffin. God bless you. I want you to tune in next week, because all we do is talk real. Hey, we just put it out there. And I don't have any books to sell right now. I don't have anything for you right now. The apostle says, silver and gold have I not, but what I do have, that's what I'm giving you. And what I'm giving you under the auspice of God and in the Spirit and through the Spirit of God, it's going to work for good in your life. Start praising God. Praise yourself. Don't leave yourself out. How can you praise God and you're not praising yourself? That doesn't work either. You got to honor self before you can honor God. Start praising God. Start praising yourself. And most of all, praise others. Because you're going to need them. And I'm going to look to fill your spirit and hear from your heart to heart on next week's show, the Dr. Cupertino Show, Hour for Power, Hour of Power. You got some power here today. Don't forget to send someone a virtual hug. Virtual hug. Just pick up the phone. I'm sending you a virtual hug. May not like you. I'm sending you a hug. God bless you. God bless you guys. I love you all. I'll look to hear the spirit from you next week. Thank you. God bless you.